Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 14 of the Goal Getter podcast. And today's episode, we are going to talk about how to think thin. I am really excited today because I love talking about everything that we're going to dive into in this episode. And this is a really powerful one because you might be thinking, what does this even mean? Or how can I think thin? And is this actually even important for weight loss? Okay. The first thing that I want to draw attention to today is that so many of you that have been on a weight loss journey, or if you've had a struggle with your weight for a long period of time, you have an identity of someone that is overweight or someone that struggles with food. And that was the same as me when I struggled with my weight. I identified as being the bigger person in my family. I identified as the person that had broad shoulders. So that was my identity. That was like who I identified at my core, actually, right? So you might, and this episode today, I want you to really think about what I'm talking about and how this actually relates to you. Because this is such powerful stuff, right? Because you could be walking around having these thoughts and beliefs about yourself, and they're really the driving force and they're making an impact on the action that you actually take, right? So our identity, first of all, let's talk about what identity actually is. When we're talking about your identity, it's like we're going down right into a very subconscious layer of who you believe you actually are. And it's anything that you identify as yourself. So I am a mother. I am a business owner. I am a nutritionist. I am a fiance. I was going to say wife there, but still not married. But I am, you know, that anything that we identify as, right? And it can be positive or negative, okay? And some identities can have more of an influence on us than others, okay? So I'm a mother. Doesn't bring up such a negative feeling for me. It's more like that's an identity. That's a role that I have. And that's like, you know, something that feels really nice for me, right? But then we can have an identity that, and if I look back on one that I used to have myself, like I am the biggest person in my family. That doesn't feel very nice. That has like a lot of negativity towards it. It doesn't make me feel very good. It makes me feel like there's something wrong with me. And you can see that it's like a story that we tell ourselves. And when I bring the example up for me, I just want to also bring it back to that how that identity that I give myself is actually false, because I'm not the biggest in my family and I don't naturally just have broad shoulders, because now that I've lost weight and I've sustained it, I like that those stories, that they're not my stories anymore, right? But they're just stories that I did choose to tell myself for a long time when I was actually struggling. Okay. So it's anything that we identify as being, right? Because we actually lead our lives through these identities, and they're very, very powerful. Okay. So for example, when I talk about identity and how to think thin, right now you might be thinking as an overweight person. You're getting up every single day and you're going through your life as a person that struggles with their weight. You're making decisions as the overweight person, as a person that struggles with food, because that's all you know. And that's also what you tell yourself. I hear women when they're having conversations with me or with other people, I've been overweight for years. I always struggle with food. When I open one packet, I eat the whole lot. I have no control around food. Well, what you say actually really matters, because that gives us a bit of a clearer, a clear indication of what you believe to be true about yourself. And if you believe that, you know, you have no control over food, that's going to, we're going to see that in your life. We're going to see you having no control with food, because that's also what you believe to be true about yourself, right? So how can someone's identity prevent them from losing weight or eating healthy food consistently, right? So for example, you might say, I want to be slim. I want to be healthy, right? So you have the desire to be slim. You want to be healthy, but you're running around every single day telling yourself another story. You're telling yourself that you're an emotional eater. You're telling yourself that you struggle with food. You're telling yourself that you're always overweight. You're telling yourself all these negative stories. You're going around repetition all day, blah, 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 blah. You know, and if you've been doing that for years, can you imagine how ingrained that is in your mind? It's like, that's your story. That's what you're telling yourself. So you have this desire to be healthy, to be thinner, to be in better shape or whatever it is, but you're telling yourself a completely different story. You don't believe that you actually can be, because you believe that you're overweight. You believe that you're always going to be overweight, right? So if you want to become healthy, if you want to be if you want to be a thinner person, this is not being about really thin, this is, so don't take that in this way. It's more about you being healthier, you feeling confident in your body, whatever that looks like for you, then you have to start thinking as that person. Right? And when I say that person, it's of course as yourself, but you're going to. So look at it this like this for as an example. If you want to become healthy, you must be healthy first. So this would mean looking at what your life would look like if you were already healthy, if you were already at your most comfortable body size. If you already had this healthy identity, what would it look like? Because also, folks, you have to realize that if you want to lose weight and never gain it back, you also have to have that healthy relationship with food. So it's not like you have to practice that already in order to actually achieve it. Okay. So what would your behaviors look like? What would your beliefs look like? What would your values look like? Right. What would your inner dialogue sound like? Would you constantly be going around every single day saying, I'm overweight, I'm always going to be overweight, I struggle with food, I open a packet of biscuits, I eat them all, I've got no control, I'm a failure, you know? Or would you be saying, I always make the right choices with food? I wake up every single day and I prioritize my healthy meals. Now, people that are healthy, And I'm not saying all people that are smaller are healthy, because that's not true. But people that are healthy and feel vital and feel their best prioritize their health and wellness, right? They prioritize their sleep, their meals, what they're eating, their movement. So what would you prioritize if you were at the place where you felt your most vital, your most healthiest, you're most empowered? What would you be doing on a daily basis? What would be important to you? Would you be sitting on the sofa every night, binging Netflix and eating two packets of biscuits and three bags of crisps? I think your life would look different. And here, there's no disrespect in sitting on the sofa watching Netflix, because I also do it, right? Okay. But it's like having that balance in life as well. Okay. So what would your life look like? What would you be doing on a daily basis? So you need to start getting up every single day and making decisions from the place where you want to be, not where you are right now. Okay. So I hope this makes sense, right? I hope this makes sense, because what I want you to understand from this is that the story that you're telling yourself about who you are, about your weight, about how you handle food, could be a really big factor in why there's been a long-term struggle for you, okay? So you have to make decisions every single day from where you want to be and not where you're currently living, right? So are you waking up every single day and telling yourself that you struggle with weight, you're not taking your health serious, that you don't care about your body, that you just are going to eat sugary filled foods all day, and you're not going to take responsible for how you feel? If you're going to get up every single day, you're living through the identity of someone that doesn't care about their health. And someone that doesn't care about their health, you know, doesn't look after themselves. You're not going to get too far. You're not going to get to where you want to be. Instead, I want you to think about, if you were already at your goal, think about the decisions that you would already be making on a daily basis. How do you expect to get there if you're not taking the necessary action already? You won't lose weight without taking action. You won't get control back with food if you don't care about your body, your health, right? The thing about it is, you wake up every single day, we're all a work in progress, right? We've all got goals and we're all moving forward, just doing our best. But every single day I get up and I make decisions from that healthy identity and not that old identity, not that old Anna that was always the yo-yo dieter that, you know, told herself that she was the biggest person in her family. I don't get up and take action from that place. I get up and take action from the healthy version of me. The one that prioritizes healthy meals, the one that gets some movement, gets some fresh air, the one that's mindful with caffeine, alcohol, all those type of things. Okay, so if you feel like there's a struggle with food and you're going through your day and you're thinking to yourself, you know, you're having a lot of situations with food, with biscuits, chocolate, whatever it is, I want you to stop and start asking yourself, what would the healthy version of me do in this moment? How would she make a decision? Okay. And so instead of going through your day and living your life through a story that is holding you back and keeping you somewhere where you don't even want to be, how can you get up and start telling yourself a new story? I am in control. I take care of my body. I listen to my body. I nourish myself. It feels good to nourish myself. I move my body in a way that feels good for me. I have healthy snacks available all the time. So moving forward, I want you to think about those negative identities that you've been holding on to. Anything like, I am always going to be overweight. I am always going to struggle with my body. I am always going to be an emotional eater. They have to go, because if that's what you believe at your core, that's what you're always going to see. These beliefs are part of your identity. And what you say is then directly associated with the action that you take. Right? Because if you believe you are an overweight person, which, okay, that might be the reality right now. Okay. But if you're just living that story every single day, what does the overweight person do? She doesn't prioritize her healthy meals. She maybe doesn't do exercise. She eats chocolate biscuits every night. She has no routine or structure with her meals. So if you take action as a person that always struggles with food, what does that person do? Struggle with food, because that's her story. Maybe she eventually gives up on her goals because deep down the belief is that she will always struggle. That's her identity. So only place words after I am based on what you actually want to be true for yourself. If you don't want to be an emotional eater, then don't say I am an emotional eater, because that is going to impact the action that you take. What you believe to be true about yourself reflects in the action that you take throughout the day. Be conscious of this. And when you hear yourself being negative or putting yourself down, change your language. Okay, when making all decisions, make decisions from your new healthy identity, not from your old one, because you want to shift from there. You want to get out of there so that you can progress, transform, get to your goals, stay there and stay there for good. Think about the identity that you want. How do you want your lifestyle to look? How do you want to handle food? How do you want to feel? You must act from that place right now. It's not like once I lose weight, I'll act from that place. No, a person doesn't become healthy. They are healthy. They make from decisions from that place. So for example, if you're going to decide to make a healthy lunch for work or not, or if you're working from home, regardless, deciding to make a healthy lunch or not, what would the healthy version of me do? Deciding whether or not to eat more cookies when you're not hungry, what would the healthy version of me do? Thinking about whether or not to work out. And sometimes, you know, you're not going to have to work out all the time, but, you know, what would the healthy version of me do? So stop yourself in your tracks. And every time you doubt or you struggle or you feel like you're sabotaging yourself, put yourself in the position of who you desire to be. And realize that this is extremely powerful, because right, what it is you're actually changing your identity at your core. Okay. So folks, a little bit of homework for you is I want you to take some pen and paper and I want you to write down, what are some of the repetitive statements that you've been saying to yourself over and over, maybe for years, that could be directly influencing where you are and the struggle that you have with your weight, your body and food? I am overweight. I am always struggling with food. I am an emotional eater. And then what I want you to do, say if you have 4 or 5, I want you to pick the opposite, which is a more affirming statement, the opposite of what it is. I am an emotional eater. The opposite would be I have full control around food. And what I would love for you to do is upload this on Instagram, if you do it as a post, or do tag me in your stories and let me know the old negative identity that you've been carrying around for years and that you're ready to drop it, and the new, more empowering identity that you are creating for yourself from today. Tag me in your stories. You can follow me on Instagram. I am Anna Wallace, because I would love to hear what you're ditching and the new, the more empowering identity that you're choosing. It's very important, because it's who you are at your core matters. And that matters because that's also why people start sabotaging themselves, you know, like, oh, I'm doing really good with my weight loss. And then, you know, all of a sudden they start going backwards again. What's the pattern? What's the beliefs? What's the values, right? What's going on inside? We must look at that. We must not just always think about the surface level stuff, like, you know, making healthy choices. There's more to it. Okay. So folks, I hope this little mini, it was like a little mini training today. I hope all my podcast episodes are coming across as little mini trainings. And it's been a lot of podcasts just from me lately. And I do hope to get some interviews scheduled in the coming months. I appreciate everybody for tuning into the podcast. And as I said before, what we're going to be doing in the coming months is picking winners. Not winners, essentially, but if you leave a review on iTunes, so all you have to do is Well, I'll have the details in the show notes, but go over to the Go Getter podcast, leave a review, make sure you subscribe, let us know about what you love about the podcast, how it's helping you. And every month we're going to be picking a winner essentially and sending you a free copy of one of our Weight Loss Academy journals, and we will post it directly to your house, which will also help you on your weight loss journey. So folks, I hope today's episode was a good one for you. I'm looking forward to hearing the little nuggets that you've learned from it, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.